Hey guys, the other night Miss posted a questionnaire that I thought was very, very yummy. And it's the mixer questionnaire. And so today I decided to try my hand at it. And I'm sorry if I sound a little flat. I just woke up from my nap, so I still feel groggy. But nevertheless, I'm gonna try this out. And hopefully I don't sound like a cloud cuckoo lander, but I might end up sounding like one anyway. Okay, so I'm gonna start off with this section first of GWA questions. Duh. Okay, and now I'm gonna start off with this question. What are the pros and cons of recording? Now there's two pros of recording to me is actually recording it, because of course you have a lot of fun recording an erotic audio, especially if you come really, really hard. Now that's a labor of love, okay? And the second pro is the positive feedback that you get. I mean, I don't know how to explain it. It feels so good to receive really good feedback on a post or an idea that you've really, really worked hard thinking it up, and it ends up paying off in the end. It's that good of a feeling. And now there's the cons of recording. Now there's only one con of recording that comes to mind is editing. Oh my god, I hate editing more than anything, because I'm afraid if I, because the microphone that I have, if I edit out one breath and it sounds clipped, everybody's gonna notice. I'm like, oh shit, why did it sound like that? And that's why I hate editing so much, because if you cut out a sound and it cuts out in the middle, then everybody's gonna notice. And that's the worst thing that could ever happen. And of course, I'm known to messing up a lot. And yeah, that's why I hate editing a recording, because it's just really, I cannot deal with this. Yeah, so those are the pros and cons of recording. And here's another question. Do you like the sound of your own voice? I kind of have mixed emotions. I have mixed opinions of my voice. Sometimes I kind of sound good, and then most times I'm just like, ugh, when will this girl ever shut up? And that's why I usually sing. I usually stick to singing more than I do talking. And I don't know. I think I sound better singing other than talking. But, you know, just to quote one of my favorite TV characters, Adrian Monk, it's a blessing and a curse. So, yeah. And which kind of audio is your favorite? Oh, definitely M-Sub. All these other audios I like are mostly male submissive, 'cause I don't know, it really attracts the femdom in me. And even though I'm a switch, I'm most likely a femdom, and that's where I usually go with audios. I mean, I go for a lot of begging. Whether it comes from either a man or a woman, it's just, ugh, especially when they're whimpering while they're begging. Oh my god. That is the sexiest thing I can ever hear. Ever. And so, I have a, yeah, I have a really, really big obsession with, all these really cute whimpers and begging and all that kind of stuff. And which is why I like it a lot. And do you have a GWA crush? Oh, I have tons of them. Let's see. And now, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna name drop, okay? Sugar Mojito. Holy Fictional. Bossy Sub. Oh my gosh, he's just so sexy. I don't know why, but he just sounds so good when he's so pouty. You know, he's just so pouty. Just love the way he says daddy. You know, it's so freaking sexy. And Llewellyn F. Oh, I miss his posts a lot. And I love it. And oh God. What other now there was this there was this other girl that I really like. Oh, Dirty Girl Secret. Now she, oh my God. Now I mentioned her before in another questionnaire, and I mean she's got the prettiest voice ever, especially when she's talking so dirty. It just sets my whole body on fire for some reason. I don't know. It just does. And among other GWA crushes, which I don't have time naming them off. All of them off anyway, so yeah. And explain yourself. Explain yourself. What is your most embarrassing, funny sexual experience alone or with somebody else? Well, my funniest sexual embarrassing funny sexual experience by myself is I usually get caught a lot when I'm masturbating because I am so freaking loud. I cannot. I am horrible at being quiet. As much as it pains me to admit, yes, I am the worst at being quiet. And I've been. And this has happened on more than one occasion. Because the next morning, or probably the next hour, some people in the house will be like, "Are you okay? Was somebody trying to hurt you in there? Did you stub your toe?" Yeah, let's go with that. Let's go with me stubbing my toe. Yeah. Man, stubbing your toe never felt so good. Yeah, let's go with that. Let's go with that. And I was flushing red. I can't even explain to you how embarrassing that is. What's even worse? Your parents hearing it. Oh God. Now that's even worse. And what's the next question? What music would you like to have playing while you're having sex? Anything that has a little bump in the bass, you know? Yeah, so a lot of bump with the bass. And that's pretty much why I listen to a lot of the Who and Yes. And all these other bands. Oh, especially the a lot of R&B music. Now, that's another good one. I would like to participate in a bump and grind, you know. Especially if you play some Curtis Mayfield or Marvin Gaye. Now that's some really good love making music. And yeah. So yeah, I tried to keep that answer short because if you ever ask me about anything related to music, I'm gonna blabber your ears off, okay? Okay. What do you prefer to be called or say? Oh, I prefer sometimes when I'm feeling domish, dummy, I prefer to be called ma'am or mistress. And if I am in a submissive mood, I prefer to be called baby girl. Or in the roughest sense, probably slut or bitch, you know. But I pretty much prefer baby girl when I'm feeling submissive. I like being called baby girl. Yeah. And, are you more of a moaner, screamer, grunter, or silent? Oh, I'm 3 out of the 4, okay? I am a moaner, I am a screamer, and I'm also a grunter on some points. Yeah. Especially when the orgasm is really good and it's really brutal. Yeah, I'm pretty much a grunter. Or a screamer. Or a combination of the two. Yeah, so I am never silent. I am never silent. And, yeah. So, yeah. And we're going to preferences now. Do you consider hair pulling sexy? In a way, yeah, kinda. Just don't pull on my hair too hard because I am very tender-headed. I am very tender-headed. But heck, I like pulling somebody else's hair, so it's no problem for me. If you're not tender-headed, then okay, just tell me if you are, and I won't do it. So, yeah. And do you enjoy bondage? Hell to the yes. Duh. And, have you ever been with someone older than you? Yeah. I wouldn't say I have been with somebody, but I've talked with somebody who is older than me many times. And one time me and him, we kind of fell in love over the internet, and it just didn't really turn out that great. So, yeah. It was never meant to be. And would you ever kiss someone of the same sex? Duh, yes. Of course. Have you ever tried anal? No, I have not. Yeah, no, I haven't ever tried anal. But I would consider trying it, but I'm kind of scared for now. Have you ever been double penetrated? Nope. And, do you like being handled roughly? Yes and no. It depends on the person, though. Do you like receiving pain or giving it? Look, the only pain I would like to be receiving is when I get spanked. Because that's the only pain I like. And giving it, it depends. It depends. And what is your favorite item for spanking? My favorite item for spanking is a belt. Oh my god, I love the belt. I love it, love it, love it. Love the belt. Okay. I love it. And random things that Miss just wants to know. Oh, I'm more than well. I am more than happy to answer these questions. What's the worst porn you have watched? Well, it wasn't the worst porn I've watched. I think it was like a GIF from a porn. It was this woman who had this strap-on dildo that was like a foot long, and it was just it was horrible. I couldn't even look at it without wincing, 'cause it was just horrible. I would imagine it hurting a lot. So yeah. Do you have any scars? Yes, I do. I have one on my left ring finger, and it was from falling in the second grade on concrete. I was running in PE, and I fell and I scraped and I cut my finger, my ring finger, on my left hand, and it left a scar. And oh my God, I was just squalling so bad. And now it's just a scar. It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. And what's your most used phrase, dirty or not? Fuck me. Whether it's in a dirty situation or not. Usually, when I'm exasperated with something, I'm just like, fuck me. And I usually get chewed out for saying it in public because it's just. Yeah, my parents don't like it when I cuss, of course. But I like hearing other people say fuck me too, so. Dirty or not, it still gets me a little wee bit turned on. So, yeah. And when did you last laugh so hard, so much it hurt? See, now here's the thing though. I go on YouTube and I'll watch a lot of these videos on YouTube called shreds. Is when they mute the real audio of a music video or something like that. And then the person who's recording plays the instrument or sings really, really bad, and it's just so funny, and hilarity ensues after that. I mean, those kind of videos are just too fucking funny. There was one where I there was this one video for that they did with Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson's Say Say Say. And oh my God, I have never laughed that hard in all my life. And especially the part where the guy who was recording in the voice of Paul McCartney went like rah, rah, like that. I don't know. It just goes to show you that I'm pretty much easily amused by everything. Almost everything, that is. So, yeah. I guess that's it for my questionnaire for the questionnaire thing, and hope I didn't bore anybody too bad. So fingers crossed. Well, I ought to go then, get out of bed and do something productive. So yeah. See y'all later.